While research shows that a little over 4% of college students report drinking daily, down 31% since 1982, underage consumption and alcohol misuse continues to be a major issue on college campuses nationwide. To help combat this problem, the Century Council, a nonprofit group funded by the distilled spirits industry, is launching Alcohol 101 Plus, a program developed to educate the entire college community. Susan Molinari, chairman of the Century Council, explains.
The fact that 80% of college freshmen report that they've consumed alcohol in the past year is a fact of college life that must be counted with effective education. By systematically incorporating this CD into orientation programs, fraternity gatherings, and athletic programs, we really hope to have a significant influence on students' abilities to make safe and responsible decisions about alcohol.
Dr. David Anderson, director of the Center for the Advancement of Public Health at George Mason University, says this program can have far-reaching benefits.
What it does is it promotes in a neutral way the idea of individual decision-making and responsible decision-making, safe decision-making, and if nothing else, to get students to talk more openly with one another about this important issue called alcohol and alcohol abuse prevention. I think it will serve a tremendous purpose.
Information on the program can be found at www.alcohol101plus.org. From Washington, D.C., I'm Steve Shy.
The fact that 80% of college freshmen report that they've consumed alcohol in the past year is a fact of college life that must be counted with effective education. By systematically incorporating this CD into orientation programs, fraternity gatherings, and athletic programs, we really hope to have a significant influence on students' abilities to make safe and responsible decisions about alcohol.
What it does is it promotes in a neutral way the idea of individual decision-making and responsible decision-making, safe decision-making, and if nothing else, to get students to talk more openly with one another about this important issue called alcohol and alcohol abuse prevention, I think it will serve a tremendous purpose.